This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You ever get that feeling where you know you've seen something before and then all of a sudden you remember exactly where it was? Yeah, it happened to me the other day.
Oh, yeah. All right. This is like that scene in Raiders from the Lost Ark.
Yeah, this is
at the end.
Yeah.
A long, seemingly endless warehouse full of boxes and boxes and boxes. This is David Erlanger's warehouse. He's the president and CEO of Erlanger Distribution Center, and he's got nearly 200,000 square feet of warehouse space out here in Riverside, California, and they're chock-a-block full of stuff from, yes, the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
Tell me where we are. What am I looking at?
Okay, you're looking at merchandise that's come in. So a lot of it's going out. We're palletizing it and shipping it. And a lot of it, because of the problems at the harbor, is staying.
It's just staying here?
Well, we got in containers in November for Halloween goods.
Wait, say that again.
We got containers in November for Halloween goods. So it's going to end up staying here for a year.
In case you were waiting for some Halloween decorations this year, well, this is where they ended up, which is a convenient hook, I must say, for today's installment of our series, Temporarily Unavailable, How Stuff Moves Around the World or Stays Stuck in a Warehouse for a Year.
Give me the logistics chain of events here. A container gets unloaded at the port. Drayage company picks it up, right? We did that story the
right.
other day.
Yep.
Takes it to the long-haulish trucking place, right? And then it winds up here somehow?
And then the drayage company brings it here.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, and we unload it, and we have within a four-day period to return it.
Right. You have 4 days to return the
container. We have 4 days to empty it and get it out of here. Now, I've got 14 containers here between here and the other warehouse that are empty that we're waiting for pickup.
Antonio and I talked about this last week at his drayage company back by the ports, if you remember that. Everybody waiting to move containers. In the before times, David Erlanger had maybe 2 empty containers waiting for pickup instead of the 14 he's got today.
So what is all this stuff we're looking at? You don't even know. You don't care. It's just coming in and going.
It's coming in and going. Do I care? Of course I care. They're my customers. But I got to say
Noted.
Right, right. But what's in it? It's anything from dishes to luggage to umbrellas.
Look at this. Stemless wine glasses?
Yep. This is all going to Dollar General.
Home Essentials and beyond?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just walk around here?
Oh, yeah, by all means.
All right.
Just watch for forklifts.
Is there a lot of yet another story that's going to get me killed. I got to do something else. There's a lot of stemless wine glasses moving around in this economy.
Oh, yeah.
God. Monogram mugs. Okay. Twin XL comforter set. That's insane. You know, it's really funny. You get a good sense of the American economy coming to a place like this. Just the scale.
And we're really small potatoes.
No, really?
Well, when you think about it, we probably take in maybe 2,000 containers a year.
Yeah.
And there are 3,000 of them on one ship.
There are a lot of small companies in the giant global supply chain. David started working at the family business in 1984, bought it from his dad a decade ago. Now he's got anywhere from 40 to 60 employees. The number goes up around the holidays. They're unloading containers, maybe stuff for Dollar General, or boxing them up for Amazon.
Your customers or your clients, first of all, who are they?
Okay, our customers are importers.
Yeah.
Mainly those who do not have warehousing on the West Coast.
Are they looking for warehousing elsewhere, or are they just there?
Some may have warehouses on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We know some that have some in Texas and some, yeah.
And what do you hear from them? Are they complaining?
Oh, yeah. They're complaining.
Everybody's complaining. They're complaining to Antonio. They're complaining to you.
They want to make their numbers, too.
Yeah.
And they ordered goods, 120 days ago, and it took 90 days to get going, and now they're sitting out in the harbor. In the meantime, they've paid for all those goods.
Right. And that's why my mom can't get her living room chairs low these 6 months, right? I mean, that's actually a true story. She ordered me for saying that.
I ordered some furniture in August, and they're going to deliver in January.
Huh.
So, yeah, we're all in that same boat.
It's actually not a bad time to be in the warehousing business right now. Erlanger's having a record year, even tried to buy a third warehouse. He was so busy.
We are going to do better. But it's also, I mean, look how cramped we are.
He's not kidding. They are packed to the rafters. Some aisles of this warehouse have pallets full of stuff physically blocking them because there is just not enough room.
And that's a challenge. It's a challenge for you to be cramped because you just got to move stuff.
Oh, because you know those little games where you have to move the numbers around? Yeah, that's what I feel like we do most of the time.
So is it just time? I mean, look, you're kind of at the center of this, right? You're the pivot point, right? Stuff comes in, stuff goes out. So you're kind of the pivot man if you want to do the basketball analogy, mm-hmm. right? So if you don't know what's going to get us through this, what hope do the rest of us have?
Listen, time. That's all at this point. You know, they say a lot of it's COVID. So I just think time. But when it's all over, the prices will remain high.
Talk to me about that for a little bit, because I don't want to get into the whole transitory thing, right? We put that one to bed, but you don't think it's going to go away.
Well, we used to pay, which may not mean a lot, $5 for a pallet.
Yeah.
Today we're paying between 12 and
20. So if it's $5 for a pallet, you must have 10,000 wooden pallets in.
Wait a second. And it was $5. It's now 12 to 20, depending upon the pallet.
For these wooden pallets over the place.
Right. And everything ships out. We ship out 3,000 to 5,000 pallets a month. That's a heck of an increase. And, of course, that gets passed on.
Yeah.
Right? So somebody's going to end up paying for it.
And that, of course, is going to be the consumer.
Exactly.
It ain't going to be.
Exactly. And then when things go back to normal, when do prices go down?
When indeed, I bet Jay Powell would like to know, too. David Erlanger has been in the warehouse business 40 years, never seen anything like this, he says. Just like everybody else I've talked to for this series says as well. And just in case you are keeping track of how stuff moves around the world, or doesn't, as of yesterday, noon LA time, there were 102 ships in line to unload at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, up one from the day before.